August 10th, 2007. Douglas Adams on the idea of creation. Quote, "This is rather as if you imagine a puddle waking up one morning and thinking, 'This is an interesting world I find myself in, an interesting hole I find myself in. Fits me rather neatly, doesn't it? In fact, it fits me staggeringly well. Must have been made to have me in it.' This is such a powerful idea that as the sun rises in the sky and the air heats up, and as, gradually, the puddle gets smaller and smaller, it's frantically hanging on to the notion that everything's going to be all right, because this world was meant to have him in it. So the moment he disappears catches him rather by surprise. Dear Grandpa, sorry it took so long to write. It has taken a little while for things to settle down around here since the move. I don't know if Mom has written to you about it, but it turned out to be a much more exhausting experience than we had predicted. We ended up having just one day to move everything, and by we, I mean me, Mom, and Dad. Steph offered to help, plus Beau, but Dad didn't think we'd need it. We thought we had 3 days, but there was a, quote, miscommunication between our real estate agent and the buyers. But we've finally done it, and it's nice to have a change of setting. In other news, there are 2 movies coming to theaters, one soon, the other not until next year, which I thought you might be interested in, if you don't know of them already. First is a new Beowulf film, that's the title, which will be playing at IMAXs. The second is a movie called 10,000 BC, which, shockingly, takes place in 10,000 BC. It follows a hunter leading others across a vast desert while having to cope with prehistoric predators and finding a lost civilization. Anyway, it looks interesting, but doesn't come out until next year. Our road trip. Oh, we finally set the family road trip time frame, 2nd and 3rd weeks of September. So I'm having a brutal clash of interest with this. I definitely don't have enough money remaining saved up to support myself on the trip with you, and probably will be down below $100 after the family road trip. Even if I spent no money on the trip, I'd still have nowhere near enough to hold up on our discussed trip. But I really would love to go. Well, anyway, I'd like to hear your thoughts. I also don't know what your situation is with your car, so I'd best hear your side before concluding. I'll finish this short letter with news that Andre, the girl he's been living with, and her daughter are moving up here to somewhere in the Seattle area. He's probably planning to visit you. Also, if Steph visits soon, also, I'm thinking neither of us have the time for a road trip soon. New plan, maybe? I'd really love to hear your input. Ast, Sean. Note. Ast is Icelandic for love. End note. Deaths in the Bible. God, 2,270,365, not including the victims of Noah's flood, Sodom and Gomorrah, or the many plagues, famines, fiery serpents, etc., as no numbers were given. Satan, 10.